Hi, everybody, and welcome to Angel Coaches. And we're going to have our special guest on tonight, today. I'm getting ready to say tonight. And Noelle's here. She's going to give us part two of a spiritual awakening that she's dealing with and going through and enjoying, and sometimes feels like it's challenging. So, Noelle, I tell you something right now. If you could be prepared for a second or two, I am trying to get this to come on and be easy with it, and it's just not working. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call right back in, and we'll get this figured out. Okay, so I'll call right back in just a second. Let's see. Let's get this out. Noelle? Okay. Noelle, are you here?
I'm here.
I'm sorry, studio difficulties, and it's just part of life. But I'm glad you're here. And we're going to be talking about the second part of your spiritual awakening. I know that you've got some wonderful things to share with us today about a spiritual awakening and soul agreements. And
yes.
Will you explain what soul agreements are?
So the way that I feel like soul agreements are these agreements you make before you come into this lifetime with other souls that you've traveled with throughout lifetimes. So I think that soul agreements with other souls are people that have been part of your soul family are part of your soul family. So before I came into this lifetime, there are people in this life that I made agreements with that were going to help me learn lessons. And we made those, our souls made those agreements before we came into this lifetime.
Okay, so you made an agreement to help them and they made an agreement to help you. Is that the way it works? Do you feel?
Well, I think sometimes the agreement may be primarily for one of the souls to teach the other, help the other learn their lesson. It may not be mutual in that lifetime.
Okay, interesting. I like
that.
Make sense? Yeah, it surely does. So give me
an example. Sorting it out.
I hear you. I know. It's like I think that's a life's work right there in itself. So you made an agreement to have a spiritual awakening and this lifetime, right? Because on the soul level, when we're in, I call it heaven land, call it whatever you want, we're all spiritually awake. But we come to this planet, I'm assuming that you feel this way. We don't remember heaven land, but we're here and we have certain lessons we want to learn, right?
Yes.
And these souls are helping you learn yours, right?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are they all fun lessons? Are they all tough lessons? Or
No.
About...
They are not. Well, this spiritual awakening that I'm having now, that started about a little over 2 years ago, really came from a deep, deep heartbreak. I had a relationship that came to a shocking, abrupt end. Somebody I thought I was to be my life partner. And it abruptly ended, and I did not see that coming. And through some of the work I've done with you and some of the healing and the grief I went through and having a spiritual awakening, I understand that he, was here for me to learn a lesson. And that wasn't easy. It took me a long time. Sorry, I'm outside. It sounds like it's
okay. That's okay.
It took me a long time to get to that place because I was angry, I was hurt, I was upset. And now that it's been 2 years and I've healed my heart and I've talked with you a lot about our souls and maybe the karma he and I had throughout lifetimes and why we came together and didn't work out. Part of it was a soul agreement and he was a karmic partner for me in this lifetime.
Okay, so he was a karmic partner. Does that mean, because I know about karma, soulmate, twin flame, twin souls, and also companion. So when you say karma soulmate, I know he's part of your soul family. Explain to us what that means to you. So we're clear.
It's somebody that's come into my life to help me in this journey to learn lessons that my soul came to learn here on this earth plane.
Okay. So if he's a karma, was this a past life connection that you had with him as well as this lifetime, do you think, or do you feel?
Yes. So I'm sorry. I probably wasn't clear about that. That's what I think karma soulmates are. They are people that you are working out either agreements or issues from past lives in this life.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you have a guy that you were with, and he was going to be your life partner. And is the karma? Did you guys balance the karma out, or is it? Do you feel like it's over, or are you did what you were here to do with him?
Yes. I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, I do. It was painful. It was a very painful. I had not been very good in a past life with him. Put it that way.
Yeah. He's no fun, right? That's always what I say.
He was no fun. Yeah.
Okay.
It was no fun. But it is the kind of the crowning event, if you will, that really launched me into this spiritual awakening. I've had several spiritual awakenings, you know, all along my life, but this most recent one that started about 2 years ago really came from this event, this heartbreak. I'd never had my heart broken like this before. I was completely shattered in a million pieces, and it's really hard.
I gotcha.
On my knees. Yeah, it was hard.
So I'm going to ask you this, because this is a soul agreement. So you made an agreement to come and, I'm assuming, balance the karma out, learn some lessons, and so you guys are done with that. So one of the other questions I want to ask you is, you when you have a soul agreement, do you see yourself as a victim, or did that take time to see yourself as this is an agreement? How did you come to that? And because I know people are going to ask that and wonder that.
Well, okay, that's a tough one, because if you believe that it was karma and my soul made this agreement before we came to this earth, you know, the question you naturally ask yourself is, why would I do that? Why would I agree to that? You know, I do believe it was to balance out karma in other lifetimes. And I think you have these karmic relationships with people in your soul family. So I do believe he and I will meet again in another life. And hopefully the karmic balance. So hopefully whatever we are in another life is harmonious. That would be my hope.
Right.
Whether he's my brother, whether he's my son, whether it's a sister or a coworker or whatever, that soul I'll see again, I believe.
Okay. I like it. I agree with you on that one too as well. So when you have these karmic soulmates, okay, or these karmic lessons that you're learning, so you believe that you're doing it to balance it out. How about this? We come and we forget everything, right? We don't imagine ourselves up there with the idiot that we're here, you know, with today, right? And I say idiot, somebody could be calling me an idiot, right? So it's a soul agreement. My statement or my question or that I'm going to ask you is, so you have this with this person, and you don't remember it, and so you come here and you're living your life, and you're wondering why this is happening over and over and over again, right? Is this part of the soul agreement? Do you feel, you know, whether it's with your family members, whether it's with a sweetheart, a husband, wife, a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, do you feel like this is all part of the soul agreement? Everything in your life is planned?
Well, I mean, I think it's planned to an extent. I think that you also have free will.
Okay.
So I don't think, I think there's a blueprint that's put in place. And then, you know, I think your angels and guides and spirit and source and God are there to kind of help you on the path of to learn the lessons that you agreed to learn when you came to this earth. But if you don't want to learn them, you don't have to. You have free will. And I know lots of people on this earth that are not doing their work, and they're they're maybe not living full, abundant, great lives because they don't want to learn their lessons. I mean, who wants to learn these lessons? They're hard, right? It's hard. But to come out on the other side after you learn them is really beautiful, and you're much stronger for it, and I think life can be so much better. And part of the spiritual awakening I'm in right now that started, like I said, about a little over 2 years ago,
right,
was one of the themes in my lifetime has been that I'm a survivor. And I was tired of having that mantra in my head because I am a survivor and I am strong. But you know what? I wanted to be a person that thrives. And so part of this spiritual awakening I'm going through right now is about living a life where I'm thriving and not surviving. And so part of the lesson of this recent karmic soulmate was to have a shift and not have a victim mentality. And
okay.
Know that I have free will. And I've made the choice to do the work, because I feel like if you do the work and you learn your lessons, you're going to have a much more abundant, peaceful life, because you're raising your vibration. Not your, what do you always say to me, Tree? What am I? Ascension. You're ascending.
Yeah.
Your spirit's ascending.
Right. That's the reason
that
why I
think
it. Yeah, it does.
You
did great. So you're ascension. And so you and God become one, right?
Yes.
That's what I feel too as well. So you have the karma ones. How about, have you had any other soul contracts that you're fulfilling this, you know, like your self-worth? I know mine was, a lot of it was self-worth. And so I've had people that really helped me stay on my path, okay? And do you feel like you have a companion soulmate, or, you know, a soul contract with somebody that's here to help you and you're helping them,
yes,
maybe?
Yeah, I do. I think my sister is one of those. I think
okay.
my boss is one of those. I think I have several. I think that we probably all have several, because those are the people that look out for you in
right.
your life. And your relationships are relatively easy. I mean, you're still going to have, you know, as all relationships do, communication, things that you have to work on and that kind of thing. But, yes, I definitely think I have companion soulmates. I have not had a love relationship that was a companion soulmate. My love relationships in my life, this lifetime, have all been karmic, for sure.
Well, I think that you're due one, a fun one, a good one, right?
So I think it's around the corner.
I do too.
Tune in later.
Yeah. To TBA, right? So
right,
it's always
right.
good. So you've got the companion, your sister. So you guys have always, and the karmic one is something that you guys have had to balance. I know for me, a karmic soulmate was with somebody that I'd had a bitter relationship in this lifetime, and I was able to say no to him, right? And
yeah.
and stand up for myself and have my voice. That for me was a karma one. My mom
yeah.
and dad were also karma relationships too, as well. They, you know, they totally kicked me to the curb, and you
right.
know, forgot that I existed. In this lifetime, they had to nurture me and take care of me because I was their daughter. And right. So that's kind of the karma. You balance the karma out. Is that kind of how you're seeing it too, as well, with your own lifetimes,
yeah.
this lifetime with
yes,
people.
Yes, I think that one way that you can heal these karmic relationships are doing past life regressions.
Oh, explain that to us. Okay, that's
yeah,
great...
so I had a different scenario where, because I think a lot of times a karmic soulmate, it's not necessarily, it can be a brother, it can be a boss, it can be a friend, it can be a lover. And but I think the way you know that it is when you have kind of a really strong connection with somebody.
Right.
And I had this really strong connection. It actually was somebody that I worked for. So it was a boss. And we had this really strong connection, and I kind of couldn't figure it out. And he just did some kind of sneaky things in this life to me. And it kind of took me a long time to sever the relationship and kind of understand and figure out what happened.
Right.
And in a past life regression I was doing, he showed up. I mean, this past life regression, I had kind of forgotten about this person, and he showed up, and all my answers came to me of how the karma got balanced this time around. And for me, with him, it was also about standing up for myself. That's been a theme in my life. It was a theme in my marriage, as I mentioned on the last show. And there was a theme with this person, and I was in a difficult position because he was my boss and he was sexually harassing me. And I stood up to him. And in a past life, I was scared of him. And anyway, so I was able to understand the karmic relationship we had this time through experiencing the past life.
That is cool. Yes, it totally makes sense because I had a similar situation. And like I said, it can be, it doesn't necessarily have to be a lover or even a family member. For you, it was a boss. And for me, it was somebody that I knew. And I've got a karmic relationship myself right now with somebody. And I realize that I'm working with her as a coach because in the past, she didn't listen to me. And in this lifetime, I was like, in the past life, she's like totally disregarding everything I'm saying, you know, and so in this lifetime, you know, is she still not listening to me? Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't, but balancing the karma, and I'm not emotionally attached to the outcome. That's key.
Right.
That's a key one for a lot of us. So that is interesting. So you've got your companion soulmate, your sister, your boss, you've got some karma soulmates as you work that out. And in one of your soul agreement is to have a voice, right? How about setting boundaries? Have you had to learn, did you learn that one too as well? Because that's a big one, I think.
Well, I mentioned on the last show that you did with me that I was raised in a community of alcoholics. And so being a child of alcoholism, one of the things that's difficult for typically is boundaries. And so it is something I've had to really work on and learn. There was a time in my life where I was addicted to chaos. And so what does that mean? That means I didn't know how to have boundaries. I only knew how to, chaos was so familiar in my life that I only knew how to be comfortable and thrive when I was in chaos. So, I mean, I had said to you that this current spiritual awakening has to do with, I didn't want to be a survivor anymore. I want to thrive. And so part of that shift is when I was a younger person, I only knew how to thrive in chaos, so I would only continue to kick up more chaos in my life. And part of this spiritual awakening I'm going through now, I'm making a very conscious shift that, guess what, I'm no longer a survivor. I mean, I just was having a conversation last night with a friend. His my stepdad recently passed away. It's been very traumatic for my family and for my mom. And she was talking about what a survivor I am, and I said, you know what? It's true. I know how to survive, but guess what? I don't use that word anymore. I've learned to thrive. And so some of the spiritual teachers I've been working with over the last 2 years, you know, I sought them out to help make that shift in my life. And for me, it was about learning about my intuition and developing those gifts. And then I came across you, and now you're helping me with some other things. You're helping me as to be continued in a future radio show. We don't have time to get into it today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You've been a lot of fun to work with. You're one of the few people that I know, and I do respect you because you, everything that you say, you own. You just do. You own it. You don't try to give it to somebody else. You own it. And that is huge there. Was that something you were born knowing, or did that just happen over time?
I think it happened over time. I think it happened that at a very young age, I had to be very independent and take care of myself. And I think it comes from that.
Okay.
And then
I also,
part two is the not blaming other people, the owning it comes from all the personal work I've done. I mean, I've done from the time I was a teenager when my parents got divorced and I had to go through counseling and in my 20s, I did a lot of women's work, and I did some work in astrology. And so my whole life, personal development has just been a part of who I am. And my mom is the one who really introduced me to all of that and kept me in that kind of work. So I really think it's because my soul contract this time around, although I don't always like it, I get frustrated by it, is continuing to learn my spiritual lessons so I can ascend a little higher in my spiritual path.
I agree with you on that too as well, because But I ask you this. Do you feel that your soul contract, there are people, let me back up a minute. There are people that are here, I feel, are souls that are here to help us go to a whole new level, or maybe we all do, and that's part of our contract. What's your thoughts on that? Because you and I talked about that before, but I would love to hear you share with us if that's okay.
Yes, I think people are, every single person has their own individual journey and lessons to learn
right.
in this lifetime. And so there are some people that come into this earth and they don't have to do a lot of work because it may be just not where their soul development is right now. And maybe they came here to be more of a helper to other souls who need to learn lessons. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you're saying that they're here more like kind of easy, right? So they don't
yeah.
have to do too much. I love
right.
those. I haven't experienced that lifetime yet, but a girl can dream, right?
Apparently, if I had like 800 lifetimes, apparently I'm sure one of those lifetimes is that way, right?
Right, yeah. There's 800 plus lifetimes. That's funny. And so you're saying that some of these souls that are here now have this great life. And not, I'm not saying great, but a lifetime where they're like chilling a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you, let me ask you this, and this is something because somebody asked me this today. I said, I'll ask her. They're listening in now. But do you feel that there are certain our society is going to a whole new level, like I just asked you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
do you also feel that we're all part of this big movement, right? You feel that, correct? Like I think that like when the pilgrims came, that was a whole, these souls chose to came to take us to a whole new level, right?
Sure.
Something like that. So do you see it like that, where we're all going to a whole new level and we said, okay, I'm signing up for this contract because I agree to take us as a society, a culture, whatever you believe in, to a whole new level. That's
okay.
what you're, is that, do you believe that or do you agree with that? Something.
So
like
are you
that.
Talking about like star seeds, light workers?
Yes.
Yeah, so I know you're talking about me because you keep telling me.
Yeah.
You're not the only one who's told me this. I'm still figuring it out, everyone. It's part of my awakening. I'm not quite there yet. So, yes, I do. And I do think there are people here that star seeds are still learning about what all that is, light workers, earth angels, twin flames, all of that. And there are people here to sort of advance the society or culture in love. It's about higher ascension and getting to another dimension.
Right.
Or maybe, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, going to a higher dimension, because there's been cultures that have really, have totally transcended that, right? But and they're in a higher level, higher dimension. And I think that we're all as a society going in a higher dimension. Not, some leave and some stay.
Right.
Okay. So you're figuring that out, and you feel like
yeah.
that's maybe, not for sure, but because I don't want to say that, because I feel for sure, but you're always going to say maybe, right? So maybe you're right.
I think I am. I think I'm just learning. I'm just unfolding, and I'm, like I said, I've done some astrology work in my lifetime, and my north node is in Pisces, and so anybody who knows a little bit about astrology knows that if you have a north node in Pisces, my path on this earth is meant to be go towards the spiritual realm, towards the higher purpose. And
that's
I'm a Sagittarius. And I'm a Sagittarius on top of it. So it makes sense. I've been told this my whole life. And I feel like I'm in the place where now is the time for that to blossom, because I can look back at my life and every single step I have taken has led me to here. So the when I found the courage to leave my corporate job and follow my heart and live my passion, that was one chapter. And now that chapter, it's not closing. It's just I feel like I'm getting to another level. And that spiritual path is opening up because I've been living an authentic, passionate life.
That's amazing. I love that. By the way, I think we have somebody who wants to ask a question. Do you want to take
okay.
it?
Sure. I'll try to answer it. Thank you.
Hi,
for taking my call.
Oh,
thank
you.
How are you?
How are you? I'm good. I'm well.
Hi,
and this
Katie.
Is Noel. No. Anyway, what's your name?
Oh, hey, my name is Terry. How are you today?
My name is Terry. I'm good. And this is our special guest speaker, Noel, this is my plug for her, okay? She's extremely psychic. She's intuitive. She's loving. And she's an amazing soul. So you have a question. What's your question, Terry?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, first of all, Nicole. Thanks so much. As far as my romance life, right now I'm focusing on myself, but when do you see me meeting my soulmate? I'm very picky, so I'm just wanted to see what you see in the future. I'm not in any rush right now.
You're not in any rush, and Noelle, she wants to know, in her soul agreement, do you feel she has a great soulmate, a companion soulmate, not the karma one, but so... probably the companion or the twin flame to the soul. So I'm putting Noelle on the spot with a little intuition. But I'll tell you what I feel, Noelle, and you tell me if you agree or disagree. Okay. Yep. I feel that you have one that's around the corner. Now, when the universe says around the corner or heavenland says around the corner, that doesn't mean tomorrow, okay? Or it could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
it can be very frustrating, all right? Because time doesn't exist on the other side. But yes, I do. I feel it'll be someone that you'll be with and you'll spend the rest of your lifetime loving. Are you doing a lot of reading about it? Are you doing a lot of reading about this?
I actually,
you are?
There are a few books that I need to order about how to be in a relationship, because I've never been in a long-term relationship. I have never been in a long-term relationship before.
Wowzer. Okay. That's okay. So you don't have any bad habits. That's always what I say. And you get to develop whatever you want. Noelle, what do you feel about this young lady? Her name is Terry, and I'm putting Noelle on the spot. So
let me ask you this. Is the reason you haven't had any long-term relationships because you don't feel like you have connected with anybody you wanted to be involved with, or have relationships not worked out? Like what?
Have not worked out. Wrong person, have not worked out.
Okay.
And wrong person. So do you think those people that you had these short relationships with, did they teach you a lesson? Did those relationships do something to teach you a lesson to maybe take you to some growth or a new phase in your life?
Yes, I have to admit, each one of them I did learn something from, yes, that I can take with me.
So in between, have you been working on yourself and, developing the relationship with yourself? Because I truly believe that your soulmate partner is going to come into your life when you really have been doing the work, your inner work on yourself, and you can fully give to that person because you've done the work on yourself.
Good. So what does that mean?
Yes,
Terry,
I've been working on myself.
Good.
Okay,
oh,
I'll continue reading those books. Yes.
Yeah,
thank
there you go.
So much.
And then if you hit me up, I will send you a book I wrote about soulmates. Okay, so I'll send you that.
Okay.
So 954-636-940. Okay, Teree@angelcoaches.org. TERREE@angelcoaches.org. Send me an email, and I'll send
it
over to
you.
Okay,
I will.
Okay.
All
right.
Awesome.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, bye, Terry.
Thank you,
Nicole.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she said, thanks, Noelle. Noelle's good.
Yes.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're very intuitive. I told you, everybody that's listening now and later, she's extremely intuitive. Anyway, so Noelle, I know you're getting ready to do a little bit of traveling, and we'll talk to you later. Take care, everybody.
Thanks.